Moncrief on News Talk.
Is Cafe in Cork is a hugely popular venue, not least because of the delicious Palestinian and Middle Eastern food it serves. And now it's spawned a cookbook. It's called Jibreen, and we're joined by one half of the couple behind it, Iz El Kare. Good afternoon, Iz.
Good afternoon to you and the audience.
Yeah, and so I suppose before you tell us about the cookbook, you're from the West Bank and you're just back from there. So what are, like, we hear obviously a lot about the horror that's going on in Gaza. What's it like in the West Bank at the moment?
Well, it's actually very bad, and nobody is focusing on the situation in West Bank because of what's going in Gaza. I believe Gaza needs more attention, but if I would start describing the situation in West Bank, I won't be able to stop for 2 days. Situation is very bad, and settlers are becoming very hostile. Fully protected by the soldiers, and all the towns in West Bank are besieged by hundreds of security gates set up, observed or monitored by military towers, which makes mobility and normal daily life very, very hard in West Bank.
Yeah. And your family who were there, because nearly every day we hear about a report from some other community in the West Bank who were driven out by the so-called settlers. Do your family feel safe at the moment?
Not really. Nobody is safe, actually. You can be encountered by settlers just by traveling from one point to another point within your town. But people are used to it. For example, in our town, they are taking a lot of lands on the other side of the town where people lost their access to their farms. And there were some homes there that were invaded by the settlers and soldiers and even burned. And when the owner of the house screamed for help from the people of the town, they accused him of threatening the settlers and the soldiers, and they sentenced him to be deported from the town for 2 weeks,
yeah,
and from his house.
Yeah,
settlers are becoming so aggressive that if you go to harvest any of the produce in your farm, you will find them around you, protected by the soldiers, and they will order you to leave your farm.
The name of the book, as I said, is Jibreen. That's where your wife's family are originally from.
Yeah, Beit Jibreen is the first West Bank town that was occupied in 1948 rather than 1967, like other West Bank towns, because of the significance of the town and the importance of the town. For us, it represents the roots, and it's actually in the middle of Palestine, where it connects most of the cities and areas of Palestine, and because it was fully abandoned in 1948, for us it represents the importance of the right to return. And when we say return, not only returning physically to the town, but also return to the traditions and the cultural elements that used to combine the people in the town at that time.
Mm-hmm. So for the cookbook, was it difficult to decide what was going to go into it? Did you, when you started out compiling the various recipes, did you have a much longer list?
Yeah, we had brainstorming sessions. What should we choose from Palestinian cuisine? We had an argument whether to choose the simple recipes that people in the West would find it easy to find the ingredients, or just choose the most popular Palestinian dishes that represent different areas in Palestine and tell the stories behind every recipe and every meal, so that people not only try to cook the meals and replicate them in their kitchen, but also learn about the stories and the culture behind every meal. And so it would be a way for us to express our culture.
Yeah. And is it difficult for you, for the cafe itself, to source certain ingredients?
Certain ingredients were very hard to find in the beginning. We overcome some of the obstacles. For example, one of the most used spices in our kitchen is sumac. And sumac is grown widely in our town in West Bank. It's called Halhul. So I contracted with farmers in our town to harvest it in October and November every year. Grind the spice and prepare it for shipment, and I used to import them every year for the whole year. Other ingredients are available. Actually, most of the fresh ingredients, like vegetables, herbs, are available in the local markets. Luckily, but in Jibreen, we actually added many recipes that are not served in Is Cafe, and as I told you, it's a way of expressing our cuisine as it is.
Yes. Are there, if you like, in Palestinian cuisine, are there versions of dishes, and you'll find maybe a slightly different version of that in Lebanon or you know, around that region?
Yeah, even within Palestine itself, you would find different cities have their own touches and twists to popular Palestinian dishes. Like, for example, maglube. You would find every town have their own options in terms of the vegetables they use in maglube. Like some people use cauliflower, some people use aubergines, potatoes, broad beans, and carrots, and other options. Even the spices, some people add a layer of tomato slices in the pot. Some people don't. And this applies across the borders. If you go to Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, they all have their own versions as well.
Yeah, but of course the Palestinian versions would be best.
I believe so.
Is thanks very much for speaking with us today, and best of luck with that book. That book is called Jibrin, though that's spelled Jibrin. That was Is Elka RJ there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.